Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Global Spins on 104.7 KXFM Laguna Beach. I'm DJ Erica, and we have a very special episode for you. Tonight, we have the pleasure of welcoming Eliza Hernandez to the show. Eliza is part of the Newport Beach Film Festival and is going to be sharing with us a very exciting event that the festival is hosting. We're going to be talking about the Mexican Spotlight event, which will include a special screening of the film Radical, a Q&A session with Mexican actor Eugenio Derbez, and a really amazing after party. I cannot wait to get into this. Eliza, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and welcome to the show.
Erica, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here talking to you. There are just so many exciting things happening, and I'm excited to tell you all about it.
Thank you so much. We're in the middle of Latino Heritage Month right now, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate than talking about Latino and Mexican culture, cuisine, music, and this event. So I'm really excited to have you with us tonight. Tell us a little bit about the Newport Beach Film Festival and what the Mexican Spotlight feature is all about.
The Newport Beach Film Festival is celebrating its 24th year. If you've never been, it features so many cool events over the course of a week, celebrating so many different directors and filmmakers. And within the Newport Beach Film Festival, they honor international films from all over. So there is the Italian Spotlight, the Swedish Spotlight, the Chinese Spotlight, and I am in charge of the Mexican Spotlight film. So not necessarily in charge, however, helping put the event on and making it happen, which will be so exciting.
The Newport Beach Film Festival is such an amazing part of the Orange County community. This year, it starts on Thursday, October 12th, and will end on Thursday, October 19th. All of the information is on newportbeachfilmfest.com. And this year, the Mexican Spotlight feature is going to be on Wednesday, October 18th. I've been hearing so many great things about this event. So, Eliza, what can listeners anticipate when attending the Mexican Spotlight feature?
The event will evidently be happening Wednesday, October 18th. And the film we're featuring, as you've been told, is called Radical, which is an incredible film featuring Eugenio Derbez and directed by Christopher Zala. The Mexican Spotlight event is presented by a few key players in Mexico. So specifically the Consulate of Mexico in Santa Ana. It's supported by US-Mexico Solutions, Latino Public Broadcasting, Centro Cultural. So it really is a night dedicated to celebration. The screening itself takes place at Triangle Starlight Cinemas in Costa Mesa. It's followed by an after party just downstairs at Time Nightclub. It's going to be an amazing night featuring an open bar hosted by Tito's Handmade Vodka, which is something that individuals are excited to hear about as an open bar. and some bites from amazing Orange County restaurants, small businesses, which I'm super excited about. You know, it's an event that stays true to honoring Mexico. That's the goal. That's the why of the event. So we have folklorical performances, a DJ, of course, and the Grammy-nominated mariachi divas.
This is going to be such a special evening. Just hearing you talk about this event brings me so much joy. Hearing about these Orange County Latino businesses coming together, celebrating Latino culture, Mexican cinema, Mexican music, and doing this here in OC, it's something so special to see happening right here in our community. And before we went on air, you were telling me that there's going to be a Q&A session after the screening of Radical with the lead actor of the film, Eugenio Derbez.
Yes, there will be. So I know Eugenio Derbez is a big deal specifically in Mexico, but he's made his way into the US. So I'm learning a lot. I've learned a lot about, you know, seeing his movies over the years. But, you know, since I don't live in Mexico, I never quite realized how big of a deal he was. So having him at the festival is something that people are finding so exciting. And I'm excited to have him. So yes, he will be featured at the Q&A. He'll be answering questions, but the Newport Beach Film Festival is actually honoring him with an award as well for all the work that he's done and the impact he's made on Mexican filmmaking.
That is amazing. He is so deserving. I think in the last 5, 10 years, we've really started to see Latino culture become embraced in the US, whether it's through music, through fashion, cuisine, or certainly in this case, cinema. And I think Eugenio Derbez really deserves credit for helping make this crossover and celebration of Latino culture happen, especially in film and television. And I think it's about time that Latino culture truly be embraced here in the States. And it's just so beautiful to see that the Newport Beach Film Festival is choosing to highlight Mexican film. Can you share with us a little bit about the film Radical and why you think it was important that this film was selected as the Mexican Spotlight feature for this year?
First of all, I agree with you that it's about time that Latinos and their impact on the arts specifically, but just on the US in general, the impact that Latinos make on this country. I'm learning that a lot, specifically with, you know, being able to work with Latino businesses, really big impact on Latino culture and their impact on the arts and Orange County businesses alike. I'm really able to see the behind the scenes look and just the amazing work ethic that goes into everything. To touch on the film was directed by Christopher Zala, as you've heard, starring Eugenio Derbez. It's actually based on a true story. So Radical follows a teacher in a Mexican border town in Matamoros, Mexico. It's a border town along Texas. The town is unfortunately full of, you know, neglect, corruption is one of its struggles, and violence. So it follows the teacher who had always aimed to inspire kids, but was never quite successful. The film follows him changing his approach and starting with one of the lowest performing classrooms in the country. And throughout the course of the film, we get to see him change these kids' lives in just 1 year. So the film is truly incredible. It's unbelievable. It's already premiered at Sundance Film Festival, and it's already received such amazing reviews. It's just an incredible true story about a real teacher that deserves to be highlighted.
I have goosebumps hearing the story of Radical. I cannot wait to see it. It makes me think, I remember growing up watching the movie Stand and Deliver, which follows the story of a Latino teacher in LA, and we see his journey in teaching in a predominantly Latino school. And I think it's wonderful to see that Hollywood is choosing to continue to invest in telling these stories because they are important and they do deserve to be told.
Yeah, I'm excited for audiences to see it. Specifically, yeah, movies like Stand and Deliver with Edward James Olmos, who, you know, that one is in LA. This one is cool because it's in Mexico, and we've gotten to see similar films like Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams, arguably Freedom Writers, just amazing films. And I think it's really cool for kids to watch films about impactful teachers. But I'm sure that we can both think about teachers that have like really impacted our lives. They play such pivotal roles. And so when you have just that one good teacher, that one good professor that you can look back on, I mean, I personally can. It's difficult because the role of a teacher is arguably one that's undervalued, arguably underpaid, but their role is so important. And, you know, if done right, they can really leave a good mark on the development on kids and just on the country.
So well said, Aliza. I couldn't have said it better. Teachers are incredibly undervalued and certainly underpaid. And I agree. I think we can all think of a teacher who, in a way, changed our lives for the better. Maybe they helped us to grow in our confidence. They taught us how to view different situations from different perspectives. And teachers really are such a gift to us that sometimes we don't necessarily realize until we've grown and become adults.
Is there a teacher that you can think of that made an impact on your life?
Yes, I love this question. For me, this teacher is Mrs. Delane. She was my PE teacher from kindergarten through eighth grade. And she was so much more than just a physical ed teacher. She taught me public speaking. She taught me how to feel comfortable performing in front of an audience, being behind a microphone. And through her guidance from when I was, I think, about 5 or 6 years old up until I was 14, really helped me to grow in my self-confidence, not only as a speaker and performer, but also as a person. And, you know, I'm sitting here today talking to you behind a microphone, and I really have to give her credit for sparking my love of being in the entertainment industry and guiding me and giving me the skills to do what it is that I'm doing today. I'm forever indebted to her, and I'm very grateful for her. I should let her know. I should definitely reach out to her after this conversation and thank her for everything. And what about for you? I would love to hear about a teacher that really made a positive impact on your life.
Oh, that's awesome. It's so awesome that you got to experience her, you know, her education over the course of your childhood. That is so special. So the professor or the teacher that comes to mind is my high school teacher, named my high school English teacher. I luckily was able to have him for 2 years. His name was Mr. Moeller. I went to Almedina High School in Orange, and Mr. Moeller was incredible. And students knew that he was incredible, because he was not only, you know, so passionate. He would start every class with having a quote on the board. Any kind of quote. I remember the quote, you know, on the first day of class, you know, it was Yoda's do or do not, there is no try. And we would have to, you know, we would just kind of start, we had our notebooks and we had to just write our first reaction, what we get out of the quote, what we take from it. And then once we're done with that, he gave us about 10 minutes. And once we were done with that, he kind of came in and expanded upon it and talked to us more and took that as an opportunity to just, you know, really, really start class with teaching us some really valuable lessons. He is so much more than what English teachers could, you know, are supposed to be doing with, you know, teaching us The Great Gatsby, Catcher in the Rye. But from there, because of that, because of, you know, him starting the students off with just learning something a little bit about life, we got to hear his insight. And so there are so many little quotes that were on the board that just still stick with me to this day. And he, you know, he had us do this work. All of our work in that class was done in this like big, like the 5-star notebooks that were like so thick. But he wanted us to have that and write our quotes in there so that we could look back on it.
That is so beautiful. And what a great time capsule too. You can look back and see what you were thinking of at the moment in time and how much you've grown. And I feel like looking at the things we've written in the past, at least for me, is often inspiring and heartwarming at times. And like we were saying earlier, it's important and powerful that films like Radical highlight the stories of these teachers and are being made and shown at festivals like the Newport Beach Film Festival. For those who want to attend the Mexican Spotlight feature event, how can they purchase tickets?
You can log on to the Newport Beach Film Festival website. So that website is newportbeachfilmfest.com. And there are many events that the Newport Beach Film Festival has. So specifically to purchase tickets for the Newport Beach Film Festival, you'll log on to the site, and from there you'll click on where the button that says buy tickets. And then from there, you will click a button that says International Spotlights. And once you go there, you click on it and you'll see many movie posters from our many International Spotlight events, which you should totally go to. But the one that you want to click on for the Mexican Spotlight event is the movie poster that says Radical. And from there, you can buy tickets for the Mexican Spotlight event and after party. So admission to the Mexican Spotlight film and post party, because you can buy them separately. So both events, it's a cost of $50. And if you wanted to buy tickets for the post screening party only, so the after party, that's $30, and film screening only is also $30. However, I highly recommend attending both events.
Absolutely. Through both events, let's celebrate Latinos in film, Latinos in Hollywood, and teachers as well. Aliza, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this evening about Radical and the Mexican Spotlight feature at the Newport Beach Film Festival. Before we went on air, I asked you if you wanted to select a song that you'd like to be included in the show tonight, and I would love for you to introduce us to your selection.
First of all, thank you for having me. This has been so great, and I appreciate Global Spins as a show, and you highlighting Latino Heritage Month, and just, you know, everything the station altogether has to offer, but specifically what you have to offer. So I appreciate you having me and giving me an opportunity to speak on behalf of a cause that I think is so amazing. And so that said, in terms of my selection is La Llorona by Angela Aguilar. And it's, first of all, a beautiful song sung by an amazing and talented artist, but it also carries a core memory that I hold, which was just this summer when I went to visit my family in Guadalajara, Mexico. We were playing this song and just driving. We were on our way to Zacatecas, and we were just driving through the road in Mexico, just all packed into a car because that's how Mexicans do it. And the song was playing so loud, and just driving through the streets and this song playing, it was just so, everything together was just so beautiful. And as previously stated, it's a core memory that I will absolutely hold to this day.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Eliza. Let's take a listen to the track. This is La Llorona, performed by Angela Aguilar on KXFM Laguna Beach.
Llorona que la virgen te creí, hermoso y pillaba llorona que la polirio. Ay de mí, llorona, 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 de un campo lirio. El que no sabe de amores, llorona, no sabe lo que es martirio. El que no sabe que es martirio.
Thank you.
What a great selection from our guest, Eliza Hernandez. You just listened to La Llorona by Angela Aguilar on KXFM, Human Crafted Radio. And Eliza, I want to congratulate you, the Mexican Spotlight team, and everyone at the Newport Beach Film Festival for all of your hard work in putting together this year's fest. It's such a great event for the Orange County community, and I'm wishing you all a great festival. Again, thank you for joining us tonight. I truly enjoyed our conversation.
Erica, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate you.
To everybody tuning in, keep it right here. You're listening to Global Spins on KXFM, and we're going to continue this Latino Heritage Month celebration by playing some Mexican music this evening in honor of the Newport Beach Film Festival Mexican Spotlight event happening on October 18th. So up next, we're going to listen to Mexican singer-songwriter and musician Lila Downs and her song La Cumbia del Mole.
Cuentan que en Oaxaca se toma el mezcal con café. Cuentan que en Oaxaca se toma el mezcal con café. Dicen que la hierba le cura la mala fe. Dicen que la hierba le cura la mala fe. A mí me gusta el mole, que soledad me va a moler. A mí me gusta el mole, que soledad me va a moler. Me va a guisar un molito por el cielo de Monterrey.
calle que vende tus besos a cambio de amor. Aunque tú le quieres, aunque tú le esperes, él tardará en llegar. Tú olvidas tu pena tomando y bailando, fingiendo reír. Y el frío de la noche castiga tu alma y pierdes la fe. Amor de la calle, que buscando más cariño, con tu carita pintada, con tu carita pintada, con tu corazón herido. Si tuvieras un cariño, un cariño verdadero, tú serías tal vez distinta, como igual a otras mujeres, pero te han mentido tanto. Cuando ya has bebido mucho, vas llorando por la calle. Si el mundo te comprendiera, pero no saben tu pena. Amor de la calle, que buscando más cariño, con tu carita pintada, con tu carita pintada y tu corazón herido. Cuando ya has bebido mucho, vas llorando por la calle. Si el mundo te comprendiera, pero no sabes tu pena. Ay, amor de la calle, que buscando más cariño, con tu carita pintada, con tu carita pintada y tu corazón herido.
Singer Vicente Fernandez and his 1972 song Amor de la Calle. You're listening to Global Spins on KXFM. And before that, we enjoyed La Cumbia del Mole by Lila Downs. And that comes to us off of her fantastic 2006 record, La Cantina. If you tuned in earlier this evening, we spoke with Eliza Hernandez from the Newport Beach Film Festival, and she shared with us the exciting Mexican Spotlight feature event that's happening on October 18th at Triangle Theater in Costa Mesa. And not only does this event include a special screening of Eugenio Derbez's film Radical, but there's also going to be an after party featuring some of the best restaurants in the county. There's going to be Il Sole La Nuova Cucina from Rancho Santa Margarita, Calaveras Mexican Restaurant, Miss Mini Donuts, which is a sweet extension of Boss Cat Kitchen, and Libations. There will also be Chicken Out, a family-owned food truck that offers some fried chicken deliciousness. And there will also be unique Mexican culinary creations from Chef Laura Elena Rodriguez of Super Antojitos Restaurant in Orange. This is making me feel pretty hungry and really excited to try all these different restaurants. So head over to NewportBeachFilmFest.com to purchase your tickets for the Mexican Spotlight event. We're going to continue our episode listening to Mexican music. We're going to listen to one of my favorite singers, Linda Ronstadt, as we listen to her performance of Los Laureles, as she is accompanied by Mariachi Los Camperos. You're listening to Global Spins on KXFM Laguna Beach.
Cántale bonito como sabes. extraño, también me desvelo viendo nuestras fotos y videos. Yo también te pienso cada vez un poco más, y tu boca imagino que comienzo a besar. De los besos que te di, amor, ¿a cuál de todos echas más de menos? ¿Aquellos tiernos o los que llevan veneno? ¿Los inocentes o los que no tenían freno? De los besos que te di, amor, estoy seguro que las noches me recuerdas y los labios tú te muerdes. ¿Aquellos tiernos o los que llevan veneno? ¿Los inocentes o los que no tenían freno? De los besos que te di, amor, ¿a poco no hay alguno que recuerdes? Si tú solita fuiste quien me dio luz verde, ahora resulta que hasta la memoria pierde. Estoy seguro que las noches me recuerdas y los labios tú te muerdes.
De los besos de ti by Cristian Nodal on 104.7 KXFM. And that song comes to us off of his 2019 album titled Ahora. And before that, we were listening to the incredible Linda Ronstadt and Mariachi Los Camperos as they performed Los Laureles. That song is featured on the record Canciones de Mi Padre, Songs of My Father. It was released in 1987, and that whole album is just, it's powerful. It's also inspiring to see how through this album, Linda really was able to connect with her father's Mexican culture, background, and heritage. And that's what tonight is all about. For the Latinos listening, it's all about celebrating our heritage, our cultura. And we have a few more Mexican songs to enjoy. So up next, please get up and dance, sing along. This is Como la Flor by Selena Quintanilla on 104.7 KXFM Laguna Beach.
Encontraste Fierro. Ándame. De las cumbias originales con mis compas Grupo Frontera
y Fuerza Rígida, compadre.
Fierro, pues, márquele, compa Carlos. ¡Sí! ¡Ánimo!
Tengo tiempo pensando en los dos, si podemos arreglar la situación. Lo nuestro es una guerra en el amor, defiendo lo que me pide el corazón.
Quiero comerte yo todos los días, me enamorabas con lo que decías. Tenerte de nuevo es mi fantasía. Bebé, lo que te pido, ven, dame. Lo que te exijo, no quisiera que pase otro día y no te vea al amanecer.
Bebé, lo que te pido, ven, dame. Lo que te exijo, no quisiera que pase otro día y no te vea al amanecer. Tengo mil planes, propuestas para amar, tú y yo en la soledad.
Te escribí un poema para enamorarte, solo quiero amarte.
Yo aquí te espero, solo vente. Vente, vente, yo la hago diferente.
Yo aquí te espero, solo vente, 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 no sales de mi mente.
Yo aquí te espero, solo vente, 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 yo sé cómo quererte. Dime que sí, voy a tenerte. Yo todos los días me enamorabas con lo que decías. Tenerte de nuevo es mi fantasía. Bebé, lo que te pido, ven, dame. Lo que te exijo, no quisiera que pase otro día y no te vea al amanecer.
Bebé, lo que te pido, ven, dame. Lo que te exijo, no quisiera que pase otro día y no te vea al amanecer. Tengo mil planes, propuestas para amar, tú y yo en la soledad.
Te escribí un poema para enamorarte, solo quiero amarte.
Yo aquí te espero, solo vente, 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 lo hago diferente.
Yo aquí te espero, solo vente, 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 no sales de mi mente.
Yo aquí te espero, solo vente, 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 yo sé cómo quererte.
Dime que sí, voy a tenerte.
That was Bebe Dame by two Mexican powerhouse groups. That was performed by Fuerza Regida and Grupo Frontera on KXFM Laguna Beach. And before that, we listened to a timeless Tejano classic. That was, of course, Como la Flor by Selena. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Global Spins this evening. This has been such a special episode. This is one of the first interviews we've done on the show, so I want to give a big thank you to Elisa Hernandez from the Newport Beach Film Festival for speaking to us this evening about the Mexican Spotlight feature. Again, this event is happening next Wednesday, October 18th at Triangle Theater in Costa Mesa, where it's a night celebrating Mexican culture. There's going to be a special screening of the film Radical, followed by a Q&A with the lead actor of the film, Eugenio Derbez, and then there will be an after party featuring some of the best restaurants in the county. There's going to be a DJ, the Grammy-nominated mariachi group, Mariachi Tivas, some ballet folklorico performances. It's going to be a really special evening, so you can head over to NewportBeachFilmFest.com. That's NewportBeachFilmFest.com to purchase tickets for the Mexican Spotlight feature event or any of the other events that the festival is throwing throughout the week. And I'd also like to express my sincere gratitude to everyone for not only tuning into Global Spins tonight, but for supporting KXFM. We are a local radio station based here in Laguna Beach. We're about to celebrate 11 years on the air, which is incredibly special for a nonprofit radio station. And without you and your listenership, your support, we are not here. So thank you so much for keeping Human Crafted Radio alive. Thank you for supporting KXFM. We appreciate you all very much. A replay of tonight's episode is going to be available at kxfmradio.org. And I'll be posting the names of the songs and artists that we listened to this evening on my Instagram page, which you can find at global.spins. And I will also be posting information about the Mexican Spotlight feature event. So be sure to head over to at global.spins on Instagram to check that out. And tonight, I wanted to end our episode celebrating Latino Heritage Month with a Mexican song that is performed by Mariachi Divas. Again, this is the Grammy-nominated group that's going to be performing at the Mexican Spotlight feature event. And this is their rendition of Cien Años. I'm wishing you all a great rest of the week. Happy Latino Heritage Month. And we'll see you next Tuesday for another episode of Global Spins, only on KXFM.
Pasaste a mi lado con gran indiferencia, tus ojos ni siquiera voltearon hacia mí, te vi sin que me vieras, te hablé sin que me oyeras, y toda mi amargura se ahogó dentro de mí. Me duele hasta la vida saber que me olvidaste, pensar que ni desprecios me escayó de ti. Sin embargo, sigues unido a mi existencia, y si vivo 100 años, 100 años pienso en ti. duele hasta la vida saber.